Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, it's a Tim and Sparky reunion of sorts. Many years we did the post-game show together. Sparky, now afternoons, as you guys know, on the Wendy's Big Show. And it is Toy Drive Live 2020, our annual fundraiser for Children's Wisconsin. It is presented by Annex Wealth Management. And normally we do this live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet out in the parking lot. We've got heated tents and refreshments and the whole deal. But this year, for reasons you can understand, it is all virtual. And we're doing a 24-hour drive here. And I happen to get the 8 to 11 slot. I volunteered for the overnight position.
You did. That is true.
It is true. Because, you know, the few times that I've, you know, worked all night, did the all-night broadcast, I just had a blast doing that. And you'd be amazed at how many people are awake at 2 and 3 in the morning. All right, let's hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in the Brewers bench coach, Pat Murphy. Hey, Pat, hope things are good, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Tim.
And are you everything good? Are you back to feeling a lot better? Man, you put a scare into a lot of us.
I'm very grateful. I'm very thankful. I had a great support team, medical staff there at Frater. And, it was unexpected, but I you know, finished the season and doing well.
That's good. It shows you, and especially with our toy drive and fundraiser for Children's Wisconsin, how fickle life can be. And I don't think you realize it. You're invincible at 22, 23 years old, as you know, coaching college baseball and obviously here in the bigs. That, you know, when you're that young, you just don't think things can turn and flip on you in a second. But it happens for kids. It happens for Murph. And well, we just pray that everybody gets through it. Murph, change is coming fast and furious. Have you been keeping up on some of the signings and now a trade? Corey Knebel to the Dodgers.
Right. Corey's a Brewer through and through. He's an unbelievable young man. You know, there's a bit of sadness because he's done so much for us. He's been through a lot. He's an unbelievable young man, and we will miss him.
You know, Coach, when we talk about this Brewers team and the change, I guess, we're going to see with this roster, because several guys obviously non-tendered tonight as well. But then we were talking about it before you came on, as far as payrolls around baseball and the amount of money that a lot of these teams are talking about that they lost because of what happened last year, and payrolls really starting to shrink around baseball. What do you say to the Brewer fans that may see the payroll for the Brewers and go, oh my gosh, that's all it's going to be this year, and think that you guys are pretty much done because you don't have a huge payroll like the Dodgers or somebody else?
Right. Well, I mean, I think that people around the league understand that, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people had to take pay cuts. A lot of people, you know, chipped in and tried to make this bearable for everyone. I think the Brewers in particular did an unbelievable job of, you know, and hats off to our ownership, you know, like the way they carried on and made the, you know, the impact as minimal as they could. Meanwhile, they're losing money. But all in all, I think when we see the payroll, the number won't matter. It's just the quality of the people. This is still about people. And we've got a front office team that'll put together – you know, they'll put together the right guys, and they'll, I mean, they have to work harder than anybody. You know, we don't get to sign a bunch of long-term deals. We don't get to have that type of hefty payroll that you can bank on your team for 5 or 6 years with those long-term deals. So they're always mixing and matching and trading guys in, and we, you know, it's a credit to Counts that, you know, he's able to stir that soup every year and make it taste good. You know, and he'll stir it again this year and make it taste good.
Pat, have you had a conversation with Craig at all about just the broad scope of Milwaukee Brewers baseball and what three consecutive playoff appearances means, you know, to this market? And I don't want it to sound like, you know, we're used to losing and we should honor a wild card, you know, appearance, pandemic or no pandemic. But has that conversation come up with Craig on just what? That's the first time that's ever occurred. And I don't care how you guys got in, you got in.
Well, I think it, you know, all in all, nobody was pleased with the final outcome of the season, and nobody was pleased with how we played all year. But I think people look back and go, wow, they've raised the standards of what they expect, and that's why we maybe didn't feel as pleased as you'd like. But I think there's a little part of us that knows, wow, we have raised those standards, and we do expect a lot, regardless of, you know, things that are going against us or adversity that we have. And I think Counts is a master at focusing on the stuff that matters. You know, he's got an unbelievable ability to just not, you know, give oxygen to too much stuff that doesn't matter. It's just amazing. And, you know, looking back and seeing the collection of success, it doesn't do you much good because you're always going to say, we could have done this, we should have done this, we could, you know, it doesn't do you much good to talk about it too much. He knows what's going on. He's proud of what he's done, and he's proud of, you know, what I see is that he's not satisfied. He doesn't look at himself as a great manager. He doesn't look at himself as accomplished in the, you know, like, hey, I got this. He just doesn't. He's trying to get better. He's always looking for answers. He's always seeking more. The guy's got no ego. He just doesn't. It's in a good place.
You know, the one thing about Craig Counsell as manager that really is impressive to me is just his ability to kind of help nurture team chemistry and kind of get them all pulling the rope in the same way. How was team chemistry, I guess, in spring training prior to the stoppage, and then how was it after the stoppage?
It was great. I mean, it was great. It's not without its problems. I mean, you know, you talk about team chemistry. Respect is always, you know, an ingredient flowing through there. And, you know, Counts creates a respectful environment, you know. Was there guys not playing well? Was there guys that, you know, weren't in the best shape when they came back, you know, after or not in the best shape, but, you know, guys that probably needed more time. But he dealt with it. And we dealt with a lot of other social issues and things like that that everybody in Major League Baseball was dealing with and did an unbelievable job with. I mean, there was a lot going on and a lot of changes and a lot of routine changes and a lot of difference. And, you know, I thought the guy did an unbelievable job keeping it all together, you know.
Yeah, he did, Pat.
I obviously couldn't handle it. I had a heart attack and failed out.
My goodness. But based on that same thing, and we've talked about this on the air too, could you imagine some of the hot-headed coaches in the NFL that would have to be on the firing line in front of the press twice a day, every single day? I mean, think about it. Baseball is so different in that regard that, you know, he handles it so well and generally speaking, keeps it positive. And we've seen some managers over the years and And Sparky here and myself have been in the firing line with Ned Yost, and he was popping off to everybody. But counts twice a day, pregame, postgame. Just he's a good people person. It's obvious.
Yeah, it's amazing. Guy with an average personality does an unbelievable job. You know, it's amazing. You know, but he's taught me a lot, I promise you.
You know, that's the other angle on this that has always intrigued me as well.
Didn't I sound serious there?
You did. You really did. But the angle on this, I guess, where I'm coming from is, what is that relationship really like between you and him? Because, I mean, to a certain degree, I mean, you were kind of were his mentor, probably still are his mentor to a certain degree, but he's the manager, you're the bench coach. What is that relationship kind of like?
I was his college coach, and I was nuts. And
no,
he came through the program and he crushed it. He went from maybe I'm a decent player to I'm a big leaguer. And that was a journey that I watched, and it was beautiful. And he's doing it the same way. He's excelling as a manager, doing it the same way. And then, you know, he's not flashy. He's not trying to impress you. He's just going to do the job, and you're going to show up and you're going to go, I trust this guy. That's what it is. But I mean, he had plenty of guys. He played for Jim Leland. He played for great managers, and those guys mentored how to manage a major league game and they did a lot for him. We've had a 30-year conversation about baseball, and I'm lucky enough to have been part of those conversations. And he keeps calling my number, so I finally did put his number in my phone about 4 or 5 years ago.
I don't know you as well as Tim does, but would you consider yourself closer to a Leland or a Council?
In what?
In personality.
Neither. I had a better personality than both of them.
Touche. You win.
Pat, a couple more things real quick here.
I love one of my favorites. I wish I could pull that off. I mean, this guy can pull off. This guy's priceless, Leland. I mean, if you spend any time with him, all he can pull it off. I'm just half nuts. I mean, those guys are pros, man. I'm along for the ride.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, because other teams have come a call, and it's probably just a matter of time before you're elevated into that skipper role, I would think. Hey, just real quick, a lot of people have been asking me, they've been asking a lot of people, a lot of questions about why the underachieving offensively, not just for the Brewers, but about baseball. And I know we all had a lot of things on our mind, and they're not discounted from that. But why the numbers so bad offensively?
Yeah, I think the rhythm of the game was disrupted a little bit. For sure, the rhythm of the game is disrupted, meaning once spring training breaks, you're just trying to get your groove on, and then all of a sudden you're off for, you know, a couple months. That's a hard thing to deal with. And when it's a game like hitting a baseball, there's timing, there's vision. I mean, there's so much to it. And to try to hurry up and pack it in against your own team with no fans, I mean, it's just a hard way to prepare. And you saw it. It was a great comment by you, Tim, one of your few. It was present all over the league. You know, like, you could see great players. Like, when you see a kid like Javi Baez, I don't know the kid. I don't like him, but he's a great player. You know what I mean? Like, I look across the diamond. We played him 19 times. And last year, 10 times, 11 times. You know, you look across a diamond, like, this guy's a great player, you know, great player. And he's scuffling. You know, Christian Yelich in the height of his, you know, career, and just 2 years of unconscious, and he's struggling. Like, it's a hard game, man. It's a hard game, and you better your routine and your rhythm of how you prepare gets disrupted. It can. And now a couple other factors. The strike zone seemed bigger to me than ever before. More strikes were called. You know, somebody could tell me that isn't true, I'd still argue it because I witnessed it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems bigger. It seemed bigger in all areas. You know, every umpire has a little tendency to go a little big, maybe down and away, or maybe he's doesn't give the pitch above a certain level, or maybe he's, you know, the ball down doesn't get, it gets balled. I don't know. Every umpire has a tendency. It seemed like last year, one, there was a lot of new umpires, and two, there was umpires with two and three areas that were a little bigger. And that's a perception, and it's not, I think I'm right. I heard it from a lot of people. I heard it from a lot of hitters, but I heard it from catchers, heard it from pitchers. But it just seemed like it was a little bigger. I don't know that it was intentional. That's the beauty of our game. Like, it's still about people, man, and human error and human influence and, you know, in being in the moment. I mean, it was difficult for these players. It was not difficult for the coaches. Any coaches that are bitching, they need to. You know, that's ridiculous. It wasn't difficult for us.
I mean, yeah,
managers, yes, but the coaches, I mean, that was a gift.
You know? I noticed things were funky, Pat, that first series, and I know you weren't there, but that first series against Chicago where it was so cool. Oh, okay. It was so quiet that you could hear the other guys. I mean, you could hear the other dugout. You could hear what's going on more. That was probably pretty educational for players, coaches, and managers.
It really was. I mean, and a good thing for the crowd noise after that, because if it stayed the same and we didn't have crowd noise, then there would have been a lot more bickering. There would have been a lot more problems on the field, I believe, between personnel when you can hear that much. This would have been. You know, you can hear the guy in the other dugout make a comment. You know, just not even trying to be heard.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So the crowd noise mattered, and it was a good decision. And I think a lot of people need to be commended. I mean, there was people on our staff that worked so hard every day to check in, every day, that the people that helped out with the meals, guys were doing three jobs. It was pretty impressive from my standpoint. You know, I'm one of the coaches, you know, and you're just looking out there and you're like, wow, nobody was satisfied with the way we were playing. And, you know, we did some good things, and we should be proud of it, because it's special to be one of the better teams, or teams entering postseason. It's special. We should never take it for granted. A smaller market team that has done that consistently, you know, should take note. It doesn't always happen. It's very difficult. But, you know, we know, like, wow, we wanted a little bit more, and we wanted more the season before. So I think that's the way Counts is looking at it.
Yeah, one of these years the breakthrough is going to happen. I'm convinced of it. I mean if this is just getting going under Counts and Murph and Stearns and Arnold, I mean, fine. I'll take that, because the trajectory is right.
How about Matty Arnold getting a big, a promotion?
Yeah, he's now your general manager. Look out. I mean, he's going to make some big-time decisions. That is a great sign. It's a great team of Stearns and Arnold. That's a big reason why you guys are having success.
He's been making decisions, really. He has that. You know what I mean? But he's made a ton of decisions, I believe, or influenced those decisions. I think that was a great move. That was a great move.
Yep.
I'm not going to let him hear the end of it, though. I have to be hard on him.
I think it's in an effort to title him like that.
Only redheaded general manager.
Yeah, he might be. That's a great stat. That's coming from Pat Murphy. Murph, always a pleasure. Hey, I don't know. Hope the family is good, and hopefully we get a chance to see in Phoenix, and there's a normal spring training, and the vaccine is coming soon, and things will get, we'll get some fans in the stands and get this Brewer train moving.
Stay safe, guys. Appreciate what you're doing and the cause you're doing it for. and, you know, appreciate you guys. Appreciate you loving us the way you do. And we feel that. And, yeah, I look forward to seeing you guys in spring training.
All right.
Thanks for coming on.
Pat Murphy, the Brewers bench coach, joined us right here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. That was fun.
Absolutely was. Applying for home renovation loan has you feeling anxious? Just breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Great Midwest Bank, the official bank of the Toy Drive this year. And they'll join us on the Wendy's Big Show tomorrow afternoon at 3:15.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.